Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Welcome to today's episode. We have a special guest with us, Mr. Michael Hunter. Welcome, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited to have you here today. You and I connected recently at an event, of course. And one of the things that really impressed me about you, of course, professional accolades and also personal, but professionally, you were the former chief marketing officer for Brendon Burchard, where you helped put 30,000 butts in seats, as they say, or acquired 30,000 attendees for over the course of 2 years for events. And those are actually 2 years where he wasn't even available for like a whole lot of asset and marketing creation. You were like having to get super resourceful and super creative on how to go about doing that. And that's pretty remarkable. Like 30,000 butts in seats, that's a very uncommon task to take on, but you've done that. And since then, you've gone on to establish two remarkable companies, one around branding, which we're going to talk about today, personalbrand.com, and also one payment processing called Spiffy. But in both companies, you're working with some of the top influencers, creators, speakers in the world. And I actually had the opportunity to see you speak just a few days ago, and I was impressed by your delivery. In fact, I signed up for your next branding course, not the next one, but the one after that in Phoenix, Arizona, this coming September. So for our audience here, guys, Michael is super hunter, but I think you should lean in because what he has to share here is pure gold.
Oh, thanks so much, Rudy. Yeah, excited to dive in and share some nuggets. And yeah, I have a lot of experience, hands in the trenches, and then I've helped people make their first dollar online, and I've also run eight-figure influencer businesses. And so my biggest superpower is distilling complex things into simple practices, the 80-20s that we can all implement to get the biggest results.
Awesome. And everybody wants the 80-20. One thing I'll mention here, and I think this will help set the context for branding and the subject here, is you and I were talking in the green room here a bit and about why brand is everything when it comes to events, when it comes to selling tickets, actually getting them to attend, having them sign up for your next program, and coming back to future events. Brand is a core part of all of it. And I'm so excited for you to share with us your expertise with branding and how to get the right people in the room.
Yeah, totally. If you ask 10 different people what a brand is, you're going to get 10 different answers. And so a lot of times people hear the word brand and they just immediately tune out. But when you do brand right, it's a deep strategic initiative throughout your entire organization. It helps get the right people in the room. It helps fill the event. And when you fill the event with the right people, they stay engaged. And when they stay engaged, they buy. And so when you dial in your messaging and you really speak to getting the right people in the room, just not as many people as possible in the room, that's a really big mindset shift, because usually our thought process, our natural thought process as humans, is like bigger is better. And that's not always the case. And so ultimately, I always like to start with the end in mind and then reverse backwards. And there's nothing wrong with having a big event. That's just a really great experience, if that's what the intention is, of like having a big experience, getting people, having a big event, getting people in the room and creating a great experience. However, if your goal is to also have that convert into becoming a highly profitable event, then big events aren't always best. And ultimately, when it comes down to messaging, small messaging tweaks can drive significant differences in the end result. Just the difference between messaging your event as people are going to come to attend, to learn, and for you to be the guide for them to be the hero in their own story, versus for them to attend to learn from the guru who's going to solve everything for them. Those two different messaging tweaks are going to shift the type of person that's in the room. Fewer people are going to show up when you're clear about they have to go do work than you having the magic bullet that's going to solve everything for them. But you're going to have drastically different people that show up, and that's going to translate into drastically different results as far as retention and profitability.
Yeah. Okay. That's controversial right there, man. It's like most people just want to get as many butts in seats as possible. If they ask, how do I get more butts in seats? How do I get more people there? But only off sometimes, unfortunately, to discover that some of the people that show up, not all, but some that show up, have misguided expectations, or they expect a magic button, or they join the program and they become a pain in the butt in your next event or your mastermind program or something of the sort. So I love how you're saying, hey, with the right messaging, the right branding, sure, we might not get the egotistical bigger event, thinking bigger is better, but hey, we may have a smaller, more profitable event because we've attracted the right people with the brand message. But
Exactly.
that is, yeah, that is not a popular thing to say, but I think that's what experience has shown for you.
Yes, exactly. Now I grew up in the event industry. Like I went to my first personal development event when I was 17. It was like a sales conference. That's where I got introduced to public speakers. I've been the butt in the seat for hundreds, if not, I don't know if I've crossed the 1,000 threshold yet. I don't know if I even wanted to admit to it, even if I did, but I've been at hundreds and hundreds of business events and personal development events and networking events. I've seen dozens of presentations. I've just been immersed in this world of events. I've attended really great events and also experienced ones that missed the mark. And so through client work and then also being an attendee, I've been able to see events from all different sides that you see the big events, you see the conversion numbers behind the scenes. And even what we learned this past weekend from Alex Moskow's event, you can drive some significant, highly profitable events with 25, 30 people in the room. Again, just from case studies and testimonials and what we witnessed, like I've seen small events out convert and be out profit 1,000 person events. So bigger isn't always better is the point that we're driving home.
Bigger is not always better. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, love thank you for that. Love to hear from you a little bit more about when it comes to filling events. Any specifics you'd like to share with us as far as branding and messaging or your experience when it comes to filling events or branding? Because I think that's like probably top of mind for most event leaders is how do I get people to my event? And hopefully now they're asking, how do I get the right people to my event?
People that are putting on live events right now and crafting amazing experiences have a massive unfair advantage going into this new world that we're all evolving into with AI and everything being super analytical and precise and perfect. Humans are going to value connection, they're going to value experiences, and they're going to value community. And live events are something that touch on all three of those things. And so when you do live events well, it can be a strategic multiplier for your business, meaning you put on an event that creates an experience that attracts the right people to buy the ticket. They have an amazing experience at the event, which engages them and most likely guides them to take the next step with you. But also just making sure you leverage that event. And there's different tactics of events that are really easy to cut costs on that actually create all of the magic of the event, that cause people to talk about it long after the event is over, that cause people to post on social media about your event while they're at the event, after the event. Things like having a videographer, having a photographer, having a red carpet, having a step and repeat at a welcome experience, like guiding people through something that makes them feel special and something that isn't at every single event. These are small details that we actually implement with a lot of our client events, like a recent book launch party that we just did for a client. So again, not a big event, but something where we crafted an experience where we just had a follow-up call with them 2 weeks after the event. They're still getting text messages saying that was the best event they've ever been to. A little book launch party that had 100 people there. And we crafted an experience with really awesome small bites and a welcome experience and just artfully crafted an experience that was memorable and something that people wanted to talk about and share about. So the event isn't most of the mistakes that we see people make is placing way too much emphasis on getting as many butts in the seats versus understanding what we're talking about before, getting the right butts in the seats, then also making sure that event isn't necessarily a single point of failure. You're getting a lot of marketing collateral with a videographer. You're getting testimonials at that event. You're getting a lot of word of mouth from that event, and you're spending just a little extra money on that event that might seem unnecessary, but is actually crafting a better experience that's going to build the brand so that your next event is easier to fill.
Yeah, building the brand with the first event for the next event being easier to fill. I'd love to hear a little bit more about brand and I'd love to hear a little bit about your mind when it comes to brand. Maybe some specific, I don't know, steps, strategies, or techniques that how you think about developing a brand in order to attract the right people to the event, that event or the next event?
Yeah, great question. So like I mentioned before, you ask 10 people what a brand is, you probably get 10 different answers. Most people conflate branding with brand, and people think that brand is like your logo, it's your color scheme, it's making something look really flashy and cool, and it's just something surface level and fluffy. And nothing could be further from the truth. Brand is a deep strategic imperative. Your brand isn't what you say about you, it's what your customers say about you. What you say about you might be true, but what other people say about you is almost certainly true. And so this is why like you're throwing your first event is always going to be the hardest event that you'll ever do, because it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort to get the vendors, to create the experience, to craft the content, the slide deck, the workbook, all these different assets. And if you don't capture that with video and photography and testimonials to allow your customers, your attendees, your clients to speak life into your brand and to use their words to communicate what your brand is, that's where you miss the mark. And so it's very, very important to understand that concept, that through the process of branding and messaging, we can influence our brand, but our brand is actually something that we don't have control over. It's something that lives in the words of your customers.
Yeah, I like that. The brand is not what you say it is. It's what your clients say about you. And it's a strategic directive, not branding, but it's something to think strategically. That's one of the reasons I signed up for your 3-day branding program. I don't remember the title of it. You can share. Can you tell me what that is, the name of the program?
Yeah, the Brand and Business Breakthrough. It's a 3-day intensive where we dive deep into these concepts. Nothing exposes your brand like a live event. Everything from it being an engaging experience online when they're registering for the event, making it look like something that they want to come to. So making things look appealing is an aspect of branding, and those aspects are important. But to think that that's all that brand is the differentiation that I'm looking to make. And so, like I said, nothing live events expose your brand in ways that other aspects of business don't, because you have the registration experience, you have the decision on guest speakers, everything down to their name tag. Like, is it just a hello, my name is scribbled Sharpie slapped on their shirt when they walk in, or is there intention around that to make them feel special? So again, depending on what caliber of event that you're running, there's small things that you can do that really emphasize and create an energy and an experience that people will talk about for a long period of time. Also with events, like especially bigger events, it requires team and staff members. And so your brand should be something that inspires you as a leader, should inspire your team to facilitate a world-class event, and then also should inspire customers to get the right people in the room. So it's definitely something that runs deeper throughout your organization, through your team, and then also getting the right people in the room.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's more of a strategic directive. In fact, one of the reasons I also signed up for your program in September, it's kind of around our annual planning, and I'm going to have members, likely we're talking about tentative right now, but likely have members of my team get together either before or after, or maybe even during, and we're going to talk about it as a strategic directive, not just like, hey, what are our colors going to be? No, strategically thinking through the branding, the messaging, etc. So it's imperative. I couldn't agree with you more. And anything else you maybe want to say about that 3-day program? Because maybe somebody listening to this might be interested in going as well. And I know we weren't jumping on here to talk about it, but I think it came up. So I think it's worth talking about.
Yeah. Thanks for looping back and providing the opportunity to speak about it a little bit more. So yeah, it's the Brand and Business Breakthrough. It's a 3-day intensive. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is for people that are already well established. They already have an offer that's converting. Definitely more of an advanced workshop, diving into these deeper principles, because there's a right time to focus on your brand. I call it the Goldilocks zone. You can do your brand too early, where it actually is super fluffy and it is very generic, because you don't know who your target customer is. You don't know the difference between a good client and a bad client. You don't know who your ideal avatar is. You haven't had a bad hire yet. And so if you do it too early, it forces you to create these words that are too generic where they don't mean anything. And if you do it too late, it creates a lot of unnecessary complexity. And so if you're in that $500,000 to $700,000 range, all the way up to $1.5+ million in revenue, that's what I call the Goldilocks zone. By no means do you can absolutely attend the event if you're earlier on in that journey, but that's really what it's designed for. We're rolling up our sleeves. It's an intensive This isn't a conference where you're going to have fluffy speakers. It's not a pitch fest with 20 different speakers all speaking. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just describing this experience is a deeply immersive guided process with experts. You're learning from my chief brand officer, Jonathan, who has Fortune 100 brand experience, and we're bringing billion-dollar brand strategies and concepts to the event space and then to the author, speaker, coach space. So that's just a little bit more about it. If you want more information on it, feel free to go to our website, personalbrand.com/BBB, BBB, Brand Business Breakthrough, and you can sign up and attend. And Rudy, super excited that you'll be there in September.
Yeah, me too, man. And then for people also who maybe just want to learn more about personal branding and how they can use it to help attract the right people to their next event, I know you guys offer a 15-minute call on personalbrand.com. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how they can go about doing that?
Yeah, just go to personalbrand.com, book a 15-minute call. That will actually be a discovery call. We'll have a conversation. Everyone can benefit from personal brand, but there's a right time where it's actually a strategic multiplier. If you have the most amazing, beautiful, aligned messaging dialed in, but no one's seeing it, then it might not be the next best step. And so we have other services that we can offer as well, other events and things of this nature, where depending on where you're at in your journey, let's just have a conversation and make sure that we're serving you in the best way.
Wonderful, man. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that experience. And just kind of open riff here, any specific words of advice or recommendations you'd make to our audience?
I think the biggest recommendation for the event space is finding a way to create a memorable experience. And you might have your core event, but one of the tactics and strategies that we use to help create a little bit of exclusivity, help fill room blocks, and also get butts in the seat is having some type of unique experience after hours of the event. So for example, using my past role as CMO with Brendan Burchard, Brendan stepped away to write his book, High Performance Habits. And when we were launching that book, we were able to coordinate, instead of having the book launch party be a separate event that we had to coordinate, we actually put it at the night of one of the days of one of his 4-day events. And so what that did was it allowed us to sell more tickets to the event. And it was a bonus if you stayed at the hotel. And so it allowed us to fill our room block, got butts in the seats, created a curated experience, created a memorable experience, and then also got a lot of word of mouth about being at Brendan Burchard's book launch party. So that little tactic was something that seems quite small, but actually had quite a few benefits from it. Especially if you're doing larger events at hotels, you have F&B minimums. So it really didn't cost us much extra to throw that event, but the result of that event and what we got out of that event from a marketing perspective, and then also strategically getting people in the room and fulfilling our commitment to the hotel, was a pretty cool little ninja tactic that hopefully might spark some ideas for people listening in.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm glad you reshared that story because you shared it at the event. And I thought that was really ingenious how you went about doing that to create a little more exclusivity and urgency. Because one of the common problems when it comes to filling events and events is not just getting people to attend, but getting them to attend and commit earlier in their experience. And also getting them to stay at the hotel, stay nearby, so they're more likely to stick around, that sort of thing. So yeah, finding creative ways to create urgency and exclusivity is great. So I love the example you gave about in order to have been part of his book launch, you had to register by a certain time. You had to stay at the hotel and the room block, et cetera, to get that, right? If there's anything we can do that's extra and special to incentivize people to enroll and sign up and stay is better. I think the saying goes, left to our own devices, we're going to procrastinate. We're going to wait to the last minute. We need support.
Yeah. To make the decision. And then also just understanding the natural life cycle of events. I was actually just having a conversation with another friend, a friend and a client, an official engagement. He has an event in August. It's April right now. And he was worried because he got a bunch of ticket sales right away, but like it's crickets right now. And I was just, hey, most of your ticket sales are going to come within that 60 to 90 day window. And it's totally natural to have a little bit of a lull here. Get the early adopters. People are going to buy. They've been waiting for your next event. They're ready to go. So how can you craft some extra reasons to reach out to them, having those deadlines for curated events to drive ticket sales so that you're not freaking out in that middle zone and you're not having to have this huge Herculean push at the end to fill the room. So always just think through how can you create unique experiences. Everyone understands early bird pricing, but like what we were talking about before, extra experiences, exclusivity, a certain number of people for this certain event if they sign up in a certain period of time. So there's lots of small levers that you can pull that add value to your community, add value to your audience, and also help you fill your event faster.
Awesome. Michael, this has been great, man, and super insightful. As we start to wrap up here, I just want to encourage our audience one more time to, if you're interested in learning more about personal brand, maybe here are the points that stood out to me. The team looks at your website and they're like a little bit embarrassed by it. Or they say, hey, our website needs a little love or something. And when I heard Michael say that, I was like, okay, yeah, I've gotten some feedback. I'm going to go do something about this. I'm going to sign up for Michael's personal branding workshop. And also the point around not too early, not too late. There's like a sweet spot as well. So if you want to figure out where you're at on that sweet spot around when is a good time to invest in your personal brand, make sure it's not too late, but also make sure it's not too early. I would encourage you to go to the website, go to personalbrand.com, book a 15-minute consultation with his team and see if they can help you, see if they can support you on clarifying your brand and your message. So, Michael, this has been great, man. I really appreciate you. Any final words as we wrap up our interview?
I just want to speak to your specific audience. It's something I'm deeply passionate about. Like, live events change lives. And live events are one of the most difficult things that you can do. Filling live events is difficult, regardless of whether you have name recognition or not. And I think just making sure that you have some type of system built in to remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing, why you're hosting this event. Live events have completely shifted my entire life from the things I learned to the people that I met. Most of my best friends are from live events. And so we spend so much time, energy, and effort crafting these experiences. And there's also this space for magic to happen at live events, for serendipities to occur, for connections to be made that can never be strategically planned and crafted. And so when you host a live event, the impact of that transcends anything that we can expect. So just make sure to reflect and stay connected to that deeper mission and purpose and keep on keeping on. The live events aren't going away. It's going to be a massive competitive advantage in this next era, and people that are doing it and learning their lessons and building the brand and building the momentum over the next 3 to 5 years are going to have a massive strategic advantage.
Awesome, man. Thank you. I couldn't agree more. Appreciate you, Michael. It's been a great, great interview.
Thank you so much. Yeah, if anyone has any questions, please follow me on social media at Michael R. Hunter. You can search my name, Michael R. Hunter, on LinkedIn, X, and Instagram, and adding a lot of value posting on LinkedIn primarily. So reach out, connect, ask questions. I'm here to help any way I can.
Perfect. And we're going to include all those links here by the show notes. So whether it's the video or the audio, you can go down somewhere around here, follow Michael, check out his website, all the resources will be right here. This has been great, man. Appreciate you so much for being our guest.
Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.